And go ahead, Nick. You're good.
Great. So we are back to the regular meeting after having an executive session on the performance review of Mr. Stewart. Now, counsel, I am going to ask for your indulgence for just 1 minute. I have a prepared statement that I want to put on the record before we move forward. On or about March 1st, 2020, the world was notified of a global pandemic known as COVID-19, the first in U.S. history. The state of Washington, by order of the governor, directed cities statewide to appoint an emergency management coordinator to lead the charge and make necessary emergency actions to help contain the virus and keep its citizens safe. The city of Richfield appointed city manager Steve Stewart to that position. Mr. Stewart immediately met with his management team to formulate a COVID-19 response and safety plan in coordination with the state health department and the governor's proclamation. Under Mr. Stewart's direction, numerous protocols were implemented to include, but not limited to, closing of all parks and public facilities, implementing a plan for city associates to ensure their total safety, preparing and distributing COVID-19 protocols, signage and safety instructions for most Richfield businesses, ordering and distribution of PPEs for all city associates, and ordering facial masks for Richfield citizens at no cost, and much more. Additionally, the United States was thrust into a tragic situation beyond our control. The killing of more than one African American at the hands of police in other states. Consequently, major demonstrations occurred across the country. A Black Lives Matter movement formed to include the city of Richfield. Once again, Mr. Stewart and his management team took charge, formulated a plan to show that systemic racism does not exist in Richfield. Numerous emails, phone calls, texts, and more were sent to council members, city staff, which Mr. Stewart handled with his extraordinary leadership abilities. Citizens throughout the county asked for proclamations proclaiming systemic racism as a public health hazard. Mr. Stewart again took charge, formulated a letter to the local and state health departments on behalf of all the cities in Southwest Washington to encourage health experts to make such a determination. Under the leadership of City Manager Stewart, the city of Richfield has quelled the infection rate of COVID-19 far below most cities in Southwest Washington. Finally, Council, through everything that I've just said, the city of Richfield continues to move forward in a positive direction. Business is booming as planned by this council. The future of Richfield is bright under the leadership of Mr. Stewart. With that, I will accept the motion for the merit and bonus for Mr. Stewart.
Mr. Mayor, this is Sandra Day. I move that we increase the city manager's base salary at 4% increase retroactive to his April anniversary date of this year, and also based upon the performance objectives and his excellent execution of those, a bonus of $12,500.
This is Councilor Zimmer. I second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded to give Mr. Stewart a 4% merit increase retroactive to April and a bonus of $12,500. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Passes. Thank you, Council. That is the business of the day. So we are adjourned.